Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is... Wow, what is today? It's Wednesday, November 12th, 2014. And with me today, I have my always amazing support crew, Kelly Gamont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good, except for the fact that I'm clearly incapable of knowing what day it is, even when I have a calendar in front of me.
I have a feeling it's just because those circuits in your brain are currently frozen.
They may very well be. It's 6 degrees Fahrenheit, and but hey, that's like a heat wave because earlier this morning it was only 2. Oh.
That's what it is here. It's 2 degrees where I am.
And now you have to rub both of those degrees together for heat.
Yes. Create friction, and then it's 3 degrees. So that chilly voice you just heard, that's John Martellaro, and I hope you're staying warm, John.
Good morning, DigiWizard. Good morning, Wizard.
How to do, Snowmiser?
That's awesome. Hey, we have a sponsor this week, Casper Mattresses, and so I'll be talking about them in just a little bit, but I wanted to give you guys some foreshadowing. The first thing I really wanted to talk about today is this thing that came up during our staff morning meeting, and it came from you, John. And this is about how are you going to pay with Apple Pay at restaurants?
That's what I was wondering.
And you did a little bit of research into this, and I'm all excited to have you share what you have learned.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Apple Pay. I've written a lot about it. I've used it several times at Walgreens and Panera Bread, and it is just spectacular. So then one day I started thinking about 2 weeks ago about, well, how are you going to do this at a restaurant? Are they going to bring this little battery-powered widget out to your table and go plunk, and you're going to touch your iPhone to this device and pay? Turns out that's not the case. So I did a little bit of poking around. I was in a fine restaurant in the Denver Tech Center over the weekend called Yaya's European Bistro, and I was talking to the manager, and they said, yeah, we're getting ready to do, we're thinking strongly about getting ready to take Apple Pay. And I said, oh, really? How are you going to do that? And he said, open table. So the way it works is, I guess everybody, or most everybody, should be familiar with the Open Table app. It's a way to make easy reservations at restaurants that participate in the Open Table system. And the way it's going to work with Open Table, and there might be other ways that I haven't found out yet, but Open Table is all over this. And what you'll do is you'll download the Open Table app to your phone, and you'll pick the restaurant you want to go to, and you'll just tap make a reservation at the restaurant. You don't have to have an Open Table official account. I think you have to do that if you have a credit card you want to use. But we're not going to use credit cards with Apple Pay. So you walk into the restaurant and you say, hi, I'm John. I've got a reservation. They look you up and they say, oh, yes, there you are. And they mark you as somebody who might want to pay with Apple Pay. So you sit down at your table and your server punches in your entree and your drinks and whatever. And you get a running total. That if you want to pull your phone out and stare at it while you're eating, you'll see everything. You'll see the appetizer clicked in. You'll see the entree clicked in. You'll see a running total. And when you're all done and you're ready to pay, you just say, I'm done. I'm ready to pay. And there's a little tip calculator, so you can do, 15, 20%, calculate the tip, say, okay, I'm done, touch the home button with your finger of choice to authenticate the payment through Apple Pay. A little alert comes up on the cashier's table, says, this customer has paid, and you walk out of the restaurant.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
That sounds great.
It makes me want to go and eat at a restaurant that's supporting this just to do it.
Well, I've heard that there's a couple of restaurants in Denver, the Mercantile at Union Station and Coo Hills down in lower downtown Lodo. So maybe soon I'll go down and visit one of those restaurants and write up my dining experience. So I think that's going to work out really nice. Now, it's not really widespread yet. Things are just kind of warming up. There's Open Tables working mostly with restaurants in New York and San Francisco and Washington. And I think there's a couple of restaurants, maybe five in Salt Lake City, a couple here in Denver. And so it's going to take a few months for this to become widespread. So if you go into your favorite restaurant, they're probably not going to be taking this, but you might want to ask them, see if they're getting involved. And open table is the key word, might ring a bell with the manager. And encourage them to do that. And I think it's going to be neat because one of the nice things about it is that you don't have to hand a credit card over to a server who walks off behind somewhere with your credit card, goes away with it. And that's been a problem in the past at some restaurants.
True.
You don't have to have this book, this black book passed around, which is a vector for, you know, germs and stuff like that. Who's had it, you know, which family's kid, you know, semi-puked on the black book before it went back into circulation, ended up on your table. I read it.
I've never thought of that before. And thank you for ruining that experience for me, John.
Sure.
And then there was a story at NPR a couple months ago about the coding that these machines, that, you know, how they print out the credit card receipt, one to sign and one to keep. Well, there's a coding put on that paper so it goes through the machine easier. And that coating is not really very healthy for humans, and it's quickly absorbed through the skin into your bloodstream. And so you want to try to avoid touching those pieces of paper very much that you sign that appear inside that nasty black book. So this system with Apple Pay and OpenTable dispenses with all that gooiness, and you just sit there at your table, you see a running total, you click in the tip, you say, you know, fingerprint, I'm paid. And the thing about it is that the server and the hostess on their system sees that you've paid, you know, so they're going to smile and wave at you on the way out. And then you get an email receipt to the email of choice for your records.
That's awesome.
Your receipt. So I think that's going to be pretty cool, and I'm going to write that up as soon as I can get it ready.
Awesome. And once that's ready, I'll make sure it ends up in the show notes for today's episode. And if any of our listeners have had a chance to try this out already, I'd love to hear about it. So you can let me know through Twitter. So it would be at TMO Daily, or you can leave comments in the show notes. That's fine. Or if you have other ways that you know how to track me down, that's okay too. Unless you're a stalker and being creepy, and then don't do that.
It's interesting to me how there's sort of a hockey stick adoption curve on Apple Pay. I was in line paying at a nursery the other night for some yard stuff. And while we were standing there, we noticed the little contact icon on the register. So I said, "Hey, Mr. Kelly, come here and wave your phone at it. Let's see what happens." And it just so happened that the manager was standing there with the guy that was actually checking us out. And the manager said, and so I was waving the phone over the thing to see what would happen, and it didn't do anything. I went, "Oh," and he goes, "Oh, are you trying to use Apple Pay?" And I said, "Yeah, I was just hoping because it's NFC." And he goes, "Oh, yeah." And the manager said, "Yeah, it's been super busy here, and it's not going to slow down between now and Christmas, so I don't think I'm going to be able to get to it until early next year." And the guy checking us out went, "Oh my gosh, really? Because I've had like a dozen phone calls in the last 2 days asking us if we take it."
You know, one of the big headaches at Christmas time is cash throughput. There's lots of customers. And when customers can't pay, they get annoyed. Maybe they put their stuff down, walk out, go to another store. One time we were in Barnes & Noble in another city, and we had $150 worth of books. And we got to the cash checkout register. This was like maybe the day after Thanksgiving or that weekend. There was a half an hour wait to get through to pay. And so cash throughput is very important at the holidays. And I would think he would have the opposite response. And that is, you know, no worries, just to wave your phone, touch your finger, and take your stuff and be on your way. And the dollars per hour should go up, I would think, in a system like that.
I would think so too.
I would too, but it was the thing that was surprising to me was not that people were calling, but that people were calling a place where you buy plants to find out, like, because to me that just seems like you're calling everybody to go, "Can I wave my phone at your register?"
Which is not a euphemism.
Yeah, to me it just seemed like people who are interested must just be very, very interested in like looking at their credit card statements for the last month or something and going, "I'm just going to call all these people and see if I can wave my phone," yet in order to pay and see how that right. goes. So to me, that was very surprising that it stuck in his mind that he'd had that many phone calls. So,
well, you know, there's an article starting to float around. I saw one the other day at CIO Magazine that talked about how this is sort of an eye opener for merchants. You know, do we really want to take credit cards? Do we really want to have credit cards in our system? Do we really want to be liable starting next year? Do we really want to look like we're doofuses and say, no, we don't take modern technologies and we don't want to make things convenient for you, all you people with, you know, iPhones. Yeah. So, you know, I think you're right about that hockey stick curve. I think it's going to take off in faster than anybody ever expected.
Well, and it's helping others too, because I saw a piece yesterday somewhere, unfortunately, I don't remember where it was, about how Google Wallet use has doubled just since Apple Pay has been available, because people didn't realize they could do it. And so, you know, taking the time, hey, I want to try this with my Android phone, and finding out that Google Wallet's been a thing for 3 years that people have successfully used for a long time, those who knew about it. And now I think this is just sort of upping all kinds of contactless payment profile, you know, technologies profile. And so hopefully, like, this is something that's happening for a lot of people, and I'm excited about it. It's awesome.
I'm excited too. And we have a sponsor that I want to talk about.
You have the energy to be excited cool. because you had a good night's sleep, didn't you?
As a matter of fact, yes, I did. So our sponsor totally plays into that, Casper Mattresses. And their claim to fame is they make really high quality mattresses. They're a hybrid, latex and memory foam. But not the kind where you sink in and as you mentioned, Kelly, earlier, where you go Han Solo and it's like you're in carbonite. It molds to your body, but as you move, it springs back to form, and they're really comfortable, and they're priced way below competitors. So, like, I have the queen size mattress, $850. As opposed to, you know, like $1,500 for a comparable high-end mattress. And these things are, like, really comfortable. And I keep saying that because it's true. And the thing that I'm doing this week, I'm tracking my sleep patterns. And I track my sleep patterns all the time. But I'm paying special attention this week because I have insomnia. And I've been very curious to see if having this new mattress will have a positive impact on my sleep patterns. So I've been collecting more and more data, and I'm not ready to say yet what the results of that are. I'll do that on Friday because that'll give me a couple more days worth of data. But I've been very impressed with Casper's mattresses, and they're giving us a discount code for everyone to use, $50 off. All you have to do is go to casper.com/TDO, and you can take advantage of that $50 code. And I say do it, because if you're in the market for a new mattress and you value having something that's actually really comfortable so you can sleep well, totally worth checking out. So anyhow, thank you to Casper for being our sponsor this week, and I'm looking forward to seeing how my sleep patterns have changed. And there you go.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So the other topic that I wanted to take a look at today is
this week's productivity virus.
OMG, Monument Valley update is out.
I gotta go.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're not familiar with Monument Valley, I weep for your soul. Monument Valley is an iPhone and iPad game that takes like M.C. Escher-style worlds, and you have to navigate through them, and it's just a puzzle. How do you get from one level to the next? And you don't really deal with bad guys per se in the game, and your objective is simply to find a way to get out of each level.
You know, Jeff, that might be a game I'm interested in. It's well known that I'm not a big game player, except for flight simulators and chess. But this sounds intriguing. Not a lot of blood and gore. A little,
yeah.
Kind of a mind game, more puzzly than violence.
John, I would absolutely recommend this to you. And the reason for that is because I know when a lot of people think of games, they think of sort of stereotypical stuff, you know, mm-hmm. a guy in the basement on the Xbox with Halo or Call of Duty or something right. where like all you do is shoot and, you know, and it's all about destruction in the way, you know, in the name of making the progress to the next level.
Yeah,
this is the opposite of that. There's no fighting of any sort. There's no confrontation. There's no weaponry. There's no anything. The main character of the game. Now, first of all, let me point out the game is beautiful.
Yes.
So even if you
the soundtrack, the music score is beautiful too.
Yes.
Oh, well,
even
that's, I can pretend I'm Spock playing 3D chess.
Cool.
See? Now you're in.
I'm in.
So it's a beautiful game, even if you're terrible at it and you spend a bunch of time in a level that you get really stuck on, because I had that in one of the levels on the initial release of Monument Valley. I don't remember which level it was, but I was stuck there a really long time, and I didn't mind because it's beautiful. The whole it looks great. It sounds amazing. And, you know, it's no great tragedy if you end up, you know, stuck in a level. So you have these, like, these staircases. And, you know, you're on one level and it looks like it goes down to the other level, but you can rotate it and it actually goes up to another level. And it's really an amazing game to get to play. You really start turning spatial relationships on their heads. I would recommend this as a game for your kids to play, whoever you are. If your kids are at a point in development where spatial relationships and, you know, over, under, around, and through are pretty solid concepts, this is the game for them. They will be fascinated, and they're not killing anything, and it's beautiful, and it's absolutely worth it. And the best bit is, now, Jeff, you actually wrote this up. This is an expansion to the existing game, correct? Yes.
So the game itself costs $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
And the expansion for it, which adds 8 new levels, the original game has 10 levels. So you get
is this a universal app, Jeff? So
yes.
It's full size on the iPad?
Yes.
And it's a bargain at twice the price.
Yeah, absolutely. So $3.99 for the game. And then to get the 8 new levels, it's $1.99 in-app purchase.
So I'm going to point out to you, as Jeff said, it's 10 levels and then you get 8 more. So if you haven't played it at all, you have 18 levels ahead of you of amazing. And I cannot recommend this game highly enough. I'm not a person who plays, John, I'm more like you. I play some other stuff, but I'm not one for the big run, shoot, shoot games. And this is a game that I adore. And it's a game I tell everybody to play who says, oh, I don't really play games. I tell them to play this and The Room.
Well, you know those IQ tests where they have this hexagonal type shape or blocks?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, if we rotate this thing 90 degrees, how would it look? And they give you 4 pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pick the one that object would look like if you rotated it 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very interesting to have kids in school play a game like this, have a lot of fun with it,
mm-hmm.
exercise their brains with all these spatial relationships, and then give them those tests.
Yeah.
How would they perform? It would be cool.
Exactly. It'd be awesome. And I do want to say again, the main character is a princess. It's not a super obvious thing because of the stylized look of the game, but it's amazing, and I really enjoy the fact that I get to be a girl in a game for a change. So there you go. It's super amazing. I absolutely love it. I recommend it to anybody, regardless of the kind of games they like to play, because if you like to play, you know, your Halo and your Call of Duty and Red Dead Redemption and that kind of stuff. This is a nice change of pace for you. And if you don't like to play those games, then this is a game that's right up your alley. So it really is for everybody. I think it's great.
Absolutely awesome game.
I'm on it.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm so excited that the new levels are out, and I'm looking forward to wrapping up recording today. Brian Chaffin and I have to record Apple Context Machine later. When I say have to, it's really, we love doing it. So I don't get to start playing Monument Valley until after Brian and I record.
It's only have to because you have Monument Valley waiting at the end.
That's it exactly. So, hey, we are out of time. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing in my enthusiasm for Monument Valley.
No question. I got to go. I don't have to record today.
Yeah, I know. And John, thank you for joining me and sharing everything you've learned about Apple Pay and Open Table at restaurants. You guys both rock. And
very good.
Everyone,
nice to you.
Go to Casper.com/TDO and buy yourself a new mattress for $50 off because you deserve a good night's sleep. Trust me.
See you later, Princess Wizard.
Toodaloo, Guru.
And I'll see everyone tomorrow.